This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good news for Dave Grohl from that band. Seems like Mrs. Grohl is giving him a second chance.
Oh, please.
Huh? What do you mean, oh, please?
I mean...
That's love.
That's not love.
That's forgiveness.
That's net worth.
Well,
$330 million, to be exact, is his net worth.
Well, she could take half of it.
I'm sure there's a prenup.
Yeah. Dave Grohl had a child.
Yep.
With another woman while married, and that news came to light recently, and... I think he moved out probably and got his own little shack somewhere. And
right.
Now the news today is that
they're back together.
It is she has forgiven the mistake.
And you know
she
what?
Gave him a second chance.
More power to them if you're able to forgive. But right. He made her look like an idiot. Like right. that's the thing. Yeah. Is like if you have an open relationship, great. That's amazing that you guys are on the same page with that. And maybe they did. But I'm sure their understanding was you can go do whatever you want, but don't make me look stupid. To get someone else pregnant at that age, you know how to not get someone pregnant.
Right, but it seems like Greg is right that they were able to get through it and she took people. It happens every day. Guys go out or girls go out and they do reckless things with others and their spouse takes them back.
That's how you love forever.
Yeah, it happens all the time. Plenty of people will tell you
this.
That's
not how you love forever.
I'm sure.
Oh, it's part of the story.
I'm sure.
Like if Santos stumbled, I mean, you might give him a second chance. You might not.
Only guys describe it as a stumble.
Yeah, that's insane.
I mean, you know.
Like,
if you stumbled, maybe he'd give you a second chance.
How old is David Grohl?
Probably
50. 50?
Yeah, okay, 50, yeah. So you're 50 years old. You know how to use a condom.
56? Oh, my God. It's almost Greg's age.
Like, you know how to not get someone pregnant.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're out there willy-nilly.
Yeah.
With your thing-a-lang? Like, that's gross. It's disgusting.
Well, it's the temptation. That's not his fault. I mean, the man's a rock star.
I think it's his fault.
It is his fault.
Let me tell you, there's going to be no ding-a-lings hanging out at 4 o'clock today because we're going to be watching baseball.
Yeah. They're all in cups. Yeah.
Speaking of opening day, as Curtis was, we are about to get to the first front office report of this baseball season with Sam Kennedy coming up in about 10 minutes. This is Chad from Chelsea. Hello, Chad.
Greg, how you doing this morning?
What's up?
I'll tell you, you're consistent when you interview ex-players and stuff. I at least have to say that about you.
Well, you tell me
so
about
after
it,
we
Chad.
Get
Go
over,
ahead.
Greg, after we get over all the fanboy stuff when you interview play ex-players and stuff, have you watched the Red Sox the last 3 to 4 years consistently?
Yeah. What is Will Middlebrooks?
So when you're short-stop,
did,
Did Will Middlebrooks put the team together?
Greg, wait, well, Greg,
go ahead. I'm waiting. Go ahead.
Instead of being a cheerleader, Greg.
A cheerleader for the Red Sox?
How about asking him about the double play combination? Looks like Jeremy Swayman over the last 3 to 4 years.
Greg, you
can't win games when you can't turn a double play to catch the baseball. So it doesn't matter who's pitching for you. Your defense has been horrible the last 3 to 4 years.
So what was your question, Chad? How would you ask that? Would you ask that question for Will so I can write this down?
Well, here's how I would ask it. Will, how do you expect this team to win 90-plus games when you can't turn a double play for the last 3 to 4 years?
I'll tell you, they now have a much better defense with Alex Bregman playing third base.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And Trevor Story being healthy,
combo, Curtis.
Playing shortstop.
Curtis, I'm talking about the double play.
Nobody gives a damn on opening day about the double play combination. God in heaven, shoot me in the head.
They had.
What was that?
Shoot me in the head.
Chad, we went through a season with a dude playing shortstop who had never played it before but had always dreamed of it. I think the outcome is going to be better this year.
Why do you say? I'm asking you, Nate. Why is it going to be better?
I just told you why. I think
Who's playing second base, Greg?
Christian Campbell.
Okay, so who's Okay, Trevor Story can't stay healthy. But their defense stinks. Okay. You can't win in any sport. You can't win in any sport if your defense is horrible. None. You can't win.
But just back to your original suggestion, which is that we really should have grinded Will Middlebrooks about the performance.
No, Greg, you're the same you're more interested in talking about going down the north end and eating and hanging out. Ask questions.
Chad.
Their team has sunk the last 4 years, Greg. And they're going to win 90 games this year.
Everybody knows that. We've talked about it 1 billion times about how they stink.
So when Middlebrook says they're going to win 90-plus games this year, you can't test them on that?
Well, Chad, didn't they win 81 last year?
No, because I think they're going to win over 86.5. Why would I test them on
it?
I agree.
You do agree with that defense. Okay,
Greg. I would just ask this, Chad,
he got you with that second base number, name, though. He did. He got you there.
I'm with Chad. Not more important than the 6-4-3. Nothing more important than the 6-4-3 double play.
I am so fascinated.
So he's got a point there.
I'm so fascinated by the mindset, Greg, where it's like every interview Greg's ever conducted was bad. Yet here you are sitting listening to another Greg Hill interview. I don't understand it. And the people that are angry about the Red Sox, even in bad seasons, I remember as a kid, they brought in Scott Fletcher and Andre Dawson.
Ooh, Andre Dawson, the Hawk.
And I was excited because who knew? It's opening day.
The Hawk.
Well, we need a Hill note. We need Kaká guy.
Where is Kaká out there? The Hawk. Andre Dawson.
God,
we all agreed, too, that they got better. And they won 81 games last year. So why would it be crazy to suggest that maybe they got 9 games better? It's not like we're saying they're going to win over 100.
Imagine thinking this show has been too positive about the Red Sox.
It's an odd take. I mean, I'm here for it. But it's just...
He was fired up, though.
The 6-4-3. That is an
impression. Bregman isn't a middle part of the middle infield. He doesn't control the double play combo.
He doesn't really, unless
5-4-3. I think a double play.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, yeah, you could definitely do that. Definitely do that.
And I was excited.
I mean, the team, just clarify what Chad is saying.
Mm-hmm.
The team adds Alex Bregman at third base.
Right.
Gold Glove winner. Am I correct about that?
You're correct about that.
And they don't get better. That's just what...
They got better, but remember, it's the 6-4-3. And in baseball, statistics, the analytics will tell you that there are way more 6-4-3s than there are 5-4-3s. Right. So I guess that's what he's saying.
We will get to check in with Sam Kennedy on Chad and all of these things. Coming up next on opening day for the Boston Red Sox.